Well, these are sad days for Rochester Hills, but they are meeting the challenge after the attack on the splash pad with resilience. It's also been a show of unity and overseeing all of this and communicating with the community so well throughout it is Mayor Brian Barnett, who joins us live this morning. Mayor, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We know that you've seen, you were president of the Council of Mayors. You made a lot of great relationships with other mayors that have gone through similar things. And you're hearing from a lot of people, both offering advice, but comfort. Just give us a sense of what you're hearing.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And I would just say they are sad days for Rochester Hills, but they're not going to be defining days. The network that you suggested was exceptional and so needed at the right time. Obviously, in the hours that were following the shooting, you know, there were calls from the White House and the governor and many of the folks in Rochester Hills and the elected offices throughout the country. But the mayors, who had been through this before, were so supportive. Some had sent me playbooks that they had experienced through their community. I talked with some mayors that had, you know, gone through this even recently. And there's nothing that replaces personal experience. And it was just the help I needed. It was the support that we needed, the questions that we weren't asking. All of those were exceptionally helpful.
Yeah, we're not alone here. There are a lot of other communities that are sharing this with us and a lot of support.
Mr. Mayor, I know one thing you don't want is for this to change how your residents, you know, have fun in the community and, you know, attend these open spaces and the splash parks in the future. You don't want this to change.
No, I don't think we can let it. Everything that the investigation has shown us so far is that this was, an individual that had some challenges that just randomly picked, this really special place in our community. And it's incredibly unfortunate, and we're going to learn as much as we can. But, you know, our community values, getting together, open spaces, recreation, parks. We had over 1 million visitors in our parks last year. And so we're not going to cede that because of a random, though tragic, random incident. The next day I was in a bunch of our parks. They were full. And I know that will continue. People will be safe. They might approach them a little differently. But we welcome people back to the parks because that's what we value as a community.
I heard you say on Local 4 that it hit you when you got to the scene. You saw little flip-flops strewn about and ice cream cones dropped. And that sort of broke my heart and broke yours.
It still does. There hasn't been a day since Saturday that I haven't, gotten emotional about what I saw in the pictures that flashed through my mind. And until all of the victims get out of the hospital and I can meet them and hug them and chat with them, I don't know if that will change. And one of the things we have to talk about more as a community is making sure that, you know, it's okay to get emotional. It's okay to have strong feelings about this. Some people are angry. Some people are sad. Obviously, there's also been great stories of heroism and hope. All of those are important emotions that people have to work through. And yeah, it was overwhelming, as I would assume it would be for most people to walk up on a scene like that.
You were at Sheriff Bouchard's briefing yesterday and shared many of these things that you've spoken of here. But he also said something that I found interesting. He goes, our mental health community is struggling. So the community at large is struggling. Whether it's state or federal resources or maybe more local attention, what do we need to do on the mental health front for better engagement and heaven knows, maybe preventing? You can't always prove that it would, you can't prove a negative, but it would certainly make an impact. It's the right thing to do.
It's a great point. And, there's not a simple solution, but you know, it starts with, you know, being okay to talk about these things. And then it's followed closely by all those agencies you mentioned, federal, state, and local, working together. Most of those resources ultimately have to flow from the top, you know, down. But the local the local application is generally the most effective. We stood up a counseling center the next day, and every single day there have been dozens and dozens of residents that have come in and used it. I honestly didn't know if anybody would come. But every day we've been surprised by the number of people, and the chatter on Facebook has been, wow, we had a great experience there. You should grab your kids and go up there. You know, I mean, it's there's a lot of people struggling with this, whether it was about this incident or other, you know, other tragic things that have happened. And it's important that community comes together. That's what community is supposed to do.
And I was going to ask about that, Mr. Mayor. Man, are there any community outreach or engagement initiatives that are being planned to kind of help and bring the community together?
Yeah, the you know, obviously the one I just spoke of, which is something we've never done before, which, you know, we stood up a center right in the neighborhood that was impacted. There's some very focused efforts for city employees. As you know, one of our city employees' families was, you know, was tragically shot. We have very special peer-to-peer. I mean, it's a very different situation for first responders. They have obviously a lot of, you know, mental challenges and issues that they have to work through from appearing and coming to a scene like that. So it's a multi-pronged approach. We're not going anywhere. We're going to provide the support people need because obviously healing is what we're trying to do as a community.
Mayor, the idea of calling 988, that was a number I didn't know about. I mean, is there a way that we could inform the public more as we move forward?
About that, and that there is a red flag option here, too.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of this is just, you know, knowledge. I think people so often, as even as I watch the interviews of the people that lived by the perpetrator, you know, so many times there are small signs of things that just don't seem right. And having the courage to talk about those things and the knowledge of where to call and who to call is really important. We all need to do a better job, and I think you'll see a very concerted effort from the city of Rochester Hills in that regard moving forward.
Do we need more of a statewide engagement, though, public relations or public service announcements informing people that 988 is the crisis hotline and that there are things you can do with your sheriff's office and others if you see someone that might harm themselves or others?
We need to use every vehicle we have as you know, government. Again, like I said, usually the resources need to come from the top, the structure coming from the federal government. But most people are less likely to do something when it comes from Washington or even Lansing. And so they will generally do something if it's in their neighborhood and in their community and comes from people that they trust. And that's probably going to be the most successful approach moving forward.
We know you and others in Rochester Hills will not let this define you. We hope you have a wonderful 4th of July and all the joy and celebrations that should come with that come to you and the healing that you so much deserve. Thank you for your leadership and thank you for your time, sir.
No problem. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Mayor Brian Barnett in Rochester Hills. We appreciate you joining us. We'll see you tomorrow bright and early at 6. Take care. Stay cool.